Now, Julian was an anchoress, and most people don't know what that is. I didn't either. She lived attached to the church in a room, in a cell. And it was actually a liturgical procedure that it was a burial rite that a bishop would brick a person in to this room.
It's sort of an extreme form of being a hermit.
Exactly. Right? Mm-hmm. But what was different about Julian and some of the others is that they lived in the heart of the city. So Julian's cell was right on the main street of Norwich, and she had this window on the world, and people came to her window for spiritual counsel, or ghostly advice, as they called it. In a way, she was a medieval psychotherapist. They would come, they would pour out their hearts and souls, and she would listen. Now, the other part of her availability is, consider this, she was the first woman who wrote in Middle English, at least whose work survives. She was a contemporary of Chaucer, and here she is writing in the common language. This was so radical. And she was bringing religious concepts to people in their own terms and using very concrete images.
And she had a particular fixation, we might call it, on the passion and on wanting to get inside that and really get inside it.
Really.
Not just read about it
and
have it as part of her theology, but be part of it.
Yes. This concept of wanting to be one with Christ's suffering, it's so foreign. It's so foreign to all of us. We do whatever we can to avoid and escape pain. And her goal was to be oned, was the terminology. The seed was faith. The root, a desire for understanding. The shoot, compassion. The blossom, to understand. To stand under his pain, to know his love, as did his good mother, as did the Magdalene and John, his true lovers who stood by him at the cross. I would be oned with them in their sorrow and grief, in their pain and contrition. I would be one with them, to be there with them before my dying Maker, to see with mine own eyes his pain, that I might understand his love. Once she has this vision of Christ suffering on the cross and lives through this near-death experience, she lives completely wrapped in love and confidence in God.
So I hear those words you're speaking, and they are good theology, but you know, how have they opened up for you as you've tried to, as you've acted this person? This play?
Well, it's a good point, because initially I really stayed in my head. I had the words, I knew them cold, and there's an extended time in the script, in the play, where she's reliving the vision of Christ dying, and she describes very graphically, you know, ripped skin, bleeding wounds. And I kind of went through that in my head, and it's only been over time that I've really been able to engage my gut as well. Maybe it's partly the Protestant in me, you know. We kind of leap to Easter Sunday, you know.
Right.
And in our culture, everyone wants to leap to Easter Sunday. People don't want to make that journey day by day through Holy Week. And they do not want to linger on Good Friday.
I'm Krista Tippett, and this is Speaking of Faith. I'm in conversation with Linda Loving, a Presbyterian minister and actor. She's speaking about a one-woman play which she performs on the life of the 14th century mystic Julian of Norwich. Julian's revelations came after she prayed her way inside the gospel stories of the death and resurrection of Jesus.
There's a line in the play where she says, "Those who know the deepest pain taste the deepest joy. If they choose to love, not hate. If they choose to live, to forgive." The suffering Christ, hidden in all. And her gift after this vision is that she becomes a healer for other people, having been oned with Christ in the agony. She understands how loved we are. And I think she has a very good point. We talk a lot about self-actualization and loving ourselves and loving our neighbors. And I would say so much of the time, most of us do not understand how beloved we are to God. And that's where we keep missing the boat. I think we would make different choices day by day if we could really embrace that. And that's the truth that she brings. I mean, think about the church in the Middle Ages, very into guilt, punishment, doing things exactly by the book, sin, very big topic. And Julian basically is saying, sin isn't all that important. We're going to sin. The love is so much greater, you can't believe it. You simply can't believe it.